It's Cole and Company, the Cedar Valley's maximum sports talk show.
If you don't love it, leave it.
Afternoons from 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan.
A little bouncer slowly toward Bryant. He will glove it, throw to Rizzo. It's in time. And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
At 102.3 FM.
Cyclones won't foul. Cousins just dribbles out the clock. And Iowa State has knocked off the number one team in the country, Oklahoma.
On the 1650 The Fan app.
For Wolf Banesh, a three.
Good! You can't be serious with that shot.
And streaming online at 1650thefan.com.
This is what's great about sports. This is what the greatest thing about sports is. You play to win the game. Hello? You play to win the game.
And now, here's your host.
I know I'm smarter, and that's some
Colbert.
Hey there. Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome in. A Thursday edition of the show underway. I am your host, Colbert. I am in the Shirley Street studio. It is November 3rd of 2022, or as it may more affectionately be known across this beautiful state of ours, as Championship Day at the State Volleyball Tournament in Coralville, Iowa. Full disclosure, I am watching the stream right now on YouTube from Iowa PBS, give them the shout out, of Dyke New Hartford's Class 2A Championship match, which just got underway against Hole Western Christian. That was originally scheduled to begin at 4:45, but it looks like they just got things going at the top of the hour. And right now, Dyke New Hartford in set number one leads Hole Western Christian in that 2A state title match 2-1. So we'll be able to bring you updates as we go along here. I would imagine plenty of people are also doing the same thing I am, watching this stream right now. And, gosh, Dyke New Hartford, they're good. They're good. You just flip the stream on for a few minutes, and you're like, man, this is a squad right here. No surprise at all that they are going for their third straight Class 2A State Volleyball Championship. So best of luck to the Wolverines here, as we'll keep a close watch throughout the show. But plenty to talk about today, along with state volleyball. So however you are tuned in, whether it's on 1650 AM, 102.3 FM, on our mobile app, on your smart speaker, or streaming online at 1650thefan.com, thank you so very much for being here. Make sure you follow us on Twitter at 1650KCNZ. I'm on Twitter at RealColbert. And like the Facebook page. Type in 1650thefan and you'll find us. Hammer that like button, you'll be all set and ready to go. Make sure you also check out the website, because that's where you get the podcast of this show, along with all sorts of local and statewide sports content. Bookmark it, make it a regular stop for yourself on the World Wide Web. You can dial me up if you want to add to the show today with any questions or comments, 319-277-1918. That's 319-277-1918. Or you can dial 800-913-9479, or you could email the show. We have the technology, the email address, Cole, C-O-L-E, Cole, at 1650thefan.com. Area sports news and scores. We'll get to it, as we always do, to lead off each and every show here in just a few short moments. After we're done there, we'll take timeout number one, get you a CBS Sports Flash, a VSiN Action update from Brent Musburger and the guys in Vegas, as well as a forecast for the rest of this Thursday, looking into tomorrow and Saturday. We'll come back from that first break really pumped up about this. Iowa State men's basketball assistant coach Kyle Green, former longtime UNI men's basketball coach, will join the show coming up in the next segment. And as you might imagine, we're going to preview Cyclone men's basketball as they get it going Monday night. You'll hear it right here on The Fan, of course, your official station for Cyclone Nation. It's IUPUI that will head to Hilton Coliseum. That's a 6 o'clock pregame, 7 o'clock tip-off on Monday night. And Coach Kyle Green, in his second year on T.J. Otzelberger's staff, set to join the show in the next segment and get us ready for this 2022-23 Iowa State men's basketball season. Got a glimpse last night of the UNI men's basketball team. They had an exhibition against Dubuque, and as you might imagine, got a rather comfortable win. I'll share more thoughts on what I saw from the Panthers later on in the show today, as when we're done talking with Coach Green in the next segment, we'll, of course, take the time out, as we always do, near the bottom of the hour, get your Radio Iowa Sports with Todd Kim, come back on the other side of that break, and the coach, Kevin Lehman, ESPN college basketball analyst, will join the show in our third segment today. You follow him on Twitter at KLehmanSports. Coach had the call alongside Brad Wells last night on ESPN Plus of that UNI Panther exhibition against Dubuque. So we will go over all of our notes and talk about what we saw and what we think this UNI Panther team can and can't be this season. We'll also get Coach's expert analysis on Iowa men's basketballs. We got a look at the Hawkeyes earlier this week on Monday when they blew out Truman State in an exhibition game at Carver Hawkeye Arena. So we'll talk Iowa State men's basketball in the next segment. We'll talk Hawkeyes and Panther basketball in the third segment today. If you're not satisfied, I don't know what the hell to tell you. All right. That's why you got the email and the phone number. If you want to put more on the conversation plate today than what I'm serving up, by all means, fire me an email or dial me up. But we plan to talk Cyclones, Panthers, and Hawkeye men's basketball today on the show. And I'm very much looking forward to it. So I hope you're feeling the same. Before we dive in here on area sports news and scores for your Thursday, Houston Astros, the cheating scumbags, a combined no-hitter last night in this World Series, now tied up at two games apiece, headed into Game 5 tonight. I don't have the audio pulled up. I don't want to hurt anybody's innocent ears out there, but I got to say, my guy Kyle Schwarber, and yeah, he's still my guy. Okay, I didn't make the decision not to tender him a contract after the 2019 season or the 2018 season, okay? He's still such a dude. Just one of the old chip-off-the-block dudes that you could totally see yourself going out, getting ornery, and maybe running into some trouble when you were in your college days or something like that. He was interviewed last night after the game. I don't know if anybody saw it, but it's worth looking up on social media, on the internet if you can. It'll give you a chuckle where he's asked, like, hey, how does this team move on? How do you, you know, basically put this game behind you, getting no hit, and, you know, be ready for Game 5 tomorrow night? And he just goes, I don't give an S. Just very plain spoken. You could tell the heart rate wasn't up at all, just steady as all be. Kyle Schwarber, I don't give an S. Move on. They're ready for the next game, and that's part of the reason why this Phillies team is so likable. I mean, if you can separate the team from its crazy fan base, like I said yesterday on the show, I like Kyle Schwarber. I like Nick Castellanos, who had a little short stint there as a Cub. I like Bryce Harper. I do. And, you know, Reese Hoskins is one hell of a bat that they have in that lineup. JT Realmuto, one of the best catchers in the game. Aaron Nola, love the way that guy goes about his business at the front end of that Phillies rotation. And Zach Wheeler's a good one, too. So I've really gotten into this World Series. And like I said yesterday, don't want the Astros to win. They're cheaters. They're going to always be cheaters in this guy's mind. So let's go Phils, all right? Let's get it back tonight and make it a 3-2 lead. So looking forward to that. And right here, I mean, that's going to be on one of the two TVs tonight at the household, as coincidentally enough, it's Philadelphia and Houston tonight for Thursday Night Football. And you'll hear that game right here on The Fan, of course, as the Eagles are in H-Town to take on the Texans. And, of course, you've got the Phillies taking on the Astros tonight in the World Series. So a lot on the line for those two cities. And the thing is, Texans not quite as good at football as the Astros are at baseball. So it's looking like the Eagles might be able to make easy work of the Texans. I did see, though, that line is like 13.5, which is right up there with one of the biggest spreads in the NFL. And something to the effect of like the last times the line, the last 13 times the line has been that large in an NFL game, that the favorite has only covered three of those 13 times. So something to keep in mind tonight as maybe you holster your betting app and think that there might be some easy money on Thursday Night Football. But pregame coverage of that one begins at 6:30 here on The Fan, kickoff at 7:15. All right, let's dive right in here. A pair of area schools competing for state championships at the state volleyball tournament today. Mention Dyke New Hartford underway right now in the Class 2A championship against Hole Western Christian. That got going right at the top of the hour. Let's get you another little quick update as I check back in on set one. Hole Western Christian with a 12-8 lead in set one of that Class 2A championship game. Then later tonight at 7 o'clock, it's going to be 3-seed Gladbrook Rhinebeck taking on 4-seed Ankeny Christian. Good luck to the Rebels. The state high school football playoffs continue tonight with quarterfinal games. An 8-player and an area school will be in action. Once again, it's good times right now for fall sports over at Gladbrook Rhinebeck as the Rebels will take on Newell Fonda tonight. Both teams enter that quarterfinal 9-1 overall. Kickoff is at 7. Meanwhile, the state high school football playoffs continue tomorrow night with quarterfinal games in all the other classes. Several area teams will be competing in 5A. Cedar Falls plays host to West Des Moines Valley at the Unidome. Of course, you'll be able to hear that game on our companion station, Cruising KCFI. Pregame coverage with Dave Finnegan and Logan Blackman begins at 6:30 tomorrow night. Meanwhile, in Class 4A, Waverly Shellrock will be at home against North Scott. In 3A, Independence travels to Humboldt. And in Class A, Grundy Center plays host to East Buchanan. As I mentioned, the UNI basketball team got an exhibition win against Dubuque last night. Final score, 84-52 at McLeod Center. Panthers hit 13 three-pointers and got 38 points from their bench. Ty Anderson led a balanced UNI scoring attack with 15 points. He looked really good. UNI opens its season Monday night when it plays host to Wartburg. The UNI women's soccer team will be playing for a berth into the conference tournament this evening. The Panthers take on Missouri State. It's at a neutral field in Valparaiso, Indiana. And UNI owns tournament wins in the MVC tournament over Belmont and Illinois Chicago. Missouri State will be playing its first game of the conference tournament as they had earned a two-round bye as its second seed. The number one-ranked Wartburg wrestling team opened its season with a 46-3 win at Nebraska Wesleyan last night. The Knights collected 5 falls and 2 tech falls en route to that big win. And a reminder, the Iowa State football team back at it this Saturday looking to snap that 5-game losing streak when it plays host to West Virginia. You can listen to that game over on our companion station, Cruising KCFI. Pregame show is going to start at 12:30, kickoff at 2:30 Saturday. All right, let's take this time out. CBS Sports Flash, VSiN action update, and a forecast all coming your way. On the other side, we're going to preview the Iowa State men's basketball season. It begins on Monday. Assistant coach Kyle Green joins us next on a Thursday edition of Cole & Company right here on The Fan.
CBS Sports Radio. Sports Flash.
Well, Kyrie Irving finally met the media today, and though he said he takes responsibility for the anti-Semitic social media post last week, he did not apologize. Meanwhile, NBA Commissioner Adam Silver finally issuing a statement saying he was disappointed that no apology has come and the two will meet next week. The Phillies and Eagles are fighting for the Philadelphia spotlight tonight, Game 5 of the World Series, which is now even at 2, while the Eagles go for their first ever 8-0 start. They're in Houston tonight, a homecoming for Eagles quarterback Jalen Hurts, who grew up about 25 minutes away from NRG Stadium. Saints wide receiver Michael Thomas, likely done for the year, he'll have surgery on his injured toe, while Rashad Bateman is out for the season due to a Lisfranc injury. Ray Guy has died at the age of 72. The Hall of Famer was the first punter ever selected in the first round of the draft. He was a 7-time Pro Bowler and won 3 Super Bowls with the Raiders. James Harden will miss a month due to a strained tendon in his foot. There are 2 games in the NBA tonight. The Warriors are in Orlando to face the 1-7 Magic. The Thunder and Nuggets meet. Both are 4-3. I'm Rich Ackerman.
This is Zach Gelb. Hot topics, great guests, and you on the phone to talk sports. Weekdays, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific on CBS Sports Radio.
CBS.
listen to Thursday Night Football tonight on The Fan. Coverage begins at 6:30.
Don't be fooled by Liz Mathis. She's just a rubber stamp for Biden and Pelosi.
Liberal Liz Mathis. Her campaign, bankrolled by Pelosi. Her radical agenda, the same as Pelosi's.
She wants higher taxes and more government spending, just like Pelosi.
Liz Mathis opposed the largest tax cut in Iowa history.
She thinks I should pay taxes on my retirement income.
Mathis even wants to tax the mileage on my car.
If you like Nancy Pelosi, you'll love Liz Mathis.
Liberal Liz Mathis. She'll be Pelosi's voice in Washington, not yours. The Iowa choice, Ashley Hinson. Hinson will stand up to the radical Pelosi agenda, not rubber stamp it.
Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi are on the ballot here in Iowa, and they're going by the name Liz Mathis. I'm Ashley Hinson, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message because we need to defeat them to take our country back.
Paid for by Ashley Hinson for Congress.
Denver Savings Bank invites you to vote and save this Tuesday. Visit the polls and stop by or call Denver Savings Bank and take advantage of their one-day-only 4.25% APY CD special. You choose an 11 or 15-month term. Wear your I Voted sticker, and Denver Savings Bank will add another 10 basis points to your new CD. This is just a one-day special only. For details, visit bankdsb.com or give them a call. $1,000 minimum balance to obtain APY. APY equals annual percentage yield. Denver Savings Bank, member FDIC.
This is Brent Musburger's VSiN Action Update on 1650 The Fan.
Now, here are the latest lines from my guys in the desert.
NFL tonight, the undefeated Eagles in Houston against the struggling Texans. Philadelphia nearly a two-touchdown favorite, minus 13.5. On Sunday, the Bears at home against the Dolphins. Chicago a five-point underdog, the over-under 45.5. The Astros beating the Phillies in Game 4 of the World Series 5-0 in historic fashion, the first combined no-hitter in World Series history. Tonight, Game 5, Houston the minus 155 moneyline favorite, Philly plus 147.5 the total. Hockey tonight, the Blackhawks at home against the Kings. Chicago a plus 145 moneyline underdog at home, the Kings at minus 165, the over-under at 6.5. Red Hot winning picks at experts.winnersandwiners.com. Save 75% on any best bet package with the promo code ACTION75. That's ACTION75 at experts.winnersandwiners.com.
I'm Trey Westerberg, 1650 The Fan.
I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford with your weatherology forecast. Overcast skies tonight with a chance for scattered thunderstorms. Lows level off around 51. Winds out of the south 10 to 20 miles an hour. Cloudy tomorrow. Scattered thunderstorms likely. 60. Lows around 38. Tomorrow night, scattered thunderstorms likely. High of 50 Saturday with a chance for scattered storms. 50 Sunday. With your weatherology Cedar Valley forecast, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford. Right now, it's 71.
Cole & Company with Colbert on 1650 The Fan.
Welcome back to a Thursday edition of Cole & Company here on The Fan. And folks, if you haven't been paying attention, the college basketball season is not only right around the corner. I mean, it's knocking on your front door as we will have Iowa State men's basketball, their season opener coming up on Monday when they play host to IUPUI. So what better way than to get ready for the Iowa State men's basketball season than to have assistant coach Kyle Green, former longtime UNI men's basketball coach, join the show today. Coach Green, it's been a little while. Great to catch up with you. How you doing?
I'm doing great, Cole. It's good to hear from you again. I appreciate you having me on the show.
Yeah, it's great to hear from you too, and can't wait to talk about this 2022-23 basketball team that you and TJ Otzelberger, Coach Crawford, and all of your other great staff over there in Ames have put together. First things first, though, KG, I got to ask, AJ, your son, obviously decorated career at UNI, he gets signed to that two-way contract with the Milwaukee Bucks. We talked about it a little bit this summer when he was going through the summer league in Vegas, but he's obviously made the most of his opportunity where he's on the Bucks NBA roster, and albeit not a regular part of the rotation, but I think there's something to be said there for what AJ's obviously accomplished to this point to have been on the NBA roster, but still have that two-way.
Yeah, no, it's been a great learning experience for him, and he knew going into it Cole, with that team is trying to win the championship, and they got a lot of veterans. I believe they're the oldest team in the NBA. So it is an opportunity for him to really learn and be around, you know, pros and guys that have been doing it for 12 to 15 years, you know, and obviously around Giannis on a daily basis. It's pretty cool. And so that part has been great. He will bounce back and forth with the G League team. I think he's at times going to be looking forward to that as well, because this is an opportunity to play, as you said, with limited minutes and opportunities with the Bucks. But he's looking forward to making the most of what he gets.
What a great opportunity to be on that team. You know, just like you mentioned, they've got one goal, and that's winning a championship. And I was watching one of the first Bucks games of the season, and Giannis took like two steps from the three-point line, bumped off a defender, and hit like a Euro step layup. And I'm like, man, I would love to be sitting right next to AJ with all due respect to AJ's game, and just be like, man, what's it like sitting here watching the greatest in the world do something like that?
It is amazing. Yeah, he's got the best seat in the house. And I after one of those games, I asked him that question, like, have you had to guard him yet? Or how does that look? How does that work? And he said twice in practice, I've gotten switched on to him. And both times my teammates were short enough to run and double right away.
Like, AJ, like, even if you don't call for it, don't worry, man. We're here for the double. Iowa State assistant men's basketball coach Kyle Green, our guest right now on a Thursday edition of Cole and Company. All right, let's dig in here on this Iowa State men's basketball team. First things first, Coach Green, backing up to the offseason, because you guys are coming off such a massive turnaround. The best turnaround of any Division I college basketball team happened in Ames last year with that Iowa State men's basketball team. Looking back on the offseason, what would you say sticks out the most, albeit considering you guys had roster turnover, but you're building something. So what might separate this offseason from the first one, which I would imagine, as we kind of talked about, was a little hectic?
Yeah, no, this summer was, it felt like we could move ahead with the program, and there was a foundation already in place, right? You're not necessarily trying to lay the foundation as we were last summer when we got the job. And we had some building blocks now. We had four returners who had experience and had played on a Sweet 16 team and understood what coach wanted and how we're going to go about things on a daily basis. And so that just having that and mixing in with the new guys, it felt like we were able to accelerate some of the learning process and do a few more things in practice. And hopefully that'll reflect in how we play at the start of the season. So it went fast still. It's still it feels like a whirlwind that we just got hired.
Yeah.
But certainly, you know, there was a little familiarity and comfort having been year two as opposed to year one.
And how about that roster turnover? Just to kind of, you know, hammer down on that point, because rightfully so, you and your colleagues on the staff there, led by TJ, got a lot of adulation for the ability to take so many new players, mold them together, create a great product. How are you guys attacking this team? Like, what's proven to be the keys to be able to compete right from day one, like you guys did, going undefeated in non-conference play with a new team? What are the things that lead to a fast start with so many new faces?
Yeah, and Coach is great at that. I mean, what he does is looks at our roster and says, okay, first and foremost, how can we eliminate losing? So it isn't so much about winning. It's how can we eliminate losing? What are the things that we can control on a daily basis that'll take losing out of the equation or help take losing out of the equation? And we do that. And then as far as the recruiting, finding guys that fit what we're all about, and that, you know, we're a defensive-minded team and we're a hardworking team, kind of a blue-collar kind of a group, and really that paid off last year. Our guys bought into the identity, which Coach laid out, and certainly led by Isaiah Brockington, who you know, I'd be lying if I said we knew what we were getting when we got him. We thought he was very good and talented, but we didn't think he necessarily would be a first-team All-Big 12 performer, and he was, and he made some clutch shots for us, and obviously that'll be hard for us to replace, but we believe the foundation was which we laid last year, just the commitment our guys have to being great teammates and being unselfish, and the sum is greater than the individual parts. And Coach just preaches that on a daily basis. That that will make up for maybe some of what we lost with Zay. But we want to be a program that's built with high school kids. We got three freshmen coming in this year that are a big part of our program, including Taman Lipsy, who's obviously from Ames High.
Yeah.
He's going to be an impact guy right away. And then we supplemented again with a few transfers. And I don't know that we always want to be bringing in three or four transfers every year. We want to get to the point where we're kind of filling in the high school kids, you know, with the seniors that are losing, and then maybe sprinkling in one or two. We were fortunate, I think, again, to get a couple of great kids, first and foremost, but we're also talented players in the transfer portal that we think can help make an impact right away in the Big 12.
Well, one of those transfers that you got, Coach Green, was Jeremiah Williams, a talented point guard from Temple, and just terrible news that he lost his season with an Achilles injury. And obviously that's got a big impact on how you guys, I would imagine, are going to attack this season. We saw last year Gabe Kalscher play some good point guard. He's such a great on-ball defender. Taman Lipsy, who you mentioned from Ames, a real good talent, but a true freshman. Same with Eli King, who's got some experience as a ball-dominant guard. What can you tell us about, you know, how solidified or how fluid the situation may be at point guard to begin this season?
Yeah, no, first you feel sick for Jeremiah. He worked his butt off and he's having a great fall, and we were excited about the prospects of where it was going. So he's committed to obviously the rehab process, and it'll be a tough one, you know, 6-7 months of committing to that. But, you know, those things happen, and I do like the group. It'll be by committee. Jaron Holmes, transfer from St. Bonaventure, has played some point in the past. He's a big physical guard. He's a little different than a traditional point guard. I think, you know, he's proven in our practices to be able to handle that. Taman has really stepped up. We're fortunate. He's a mature kid, both physically and mentally. So, you know, he's going to get an opportunity right from the jump here to see what kind of an impact he can make in the non-conference and then in the Big 12. And then Gabe as well, you know, a fifth-year senior. He's played guard. He's played in big games. He's handled big moments well. We'll be a little bit by committee. So, as you said, fluid is probably the right word for it. Some of it will depend on our opponents and the game and what it calls for. But we feel confident in the guys we have that they can handle that, and we'll figure out a way to make it a W for the Cyclones.
When it comes to Taman and the opportunities he'll get as the point guard, Coach Green, obviously you've coached true freshman point guards before. So how much is it maybe case by case, player by player, versus how much maybe you can lean on the experiences you've had as a college basketball coach to draw from to get the most out of your true freshman point guard, knowing that, like, we might have to sacrifice a little bit now to get more out of them later, and just know get the most out of them we can at this very moment.
Right. Yeah, I think you really have to – you hit on that. We have to keep it simple and put them in positions to be successful and not ask them to do things they can't do. And then as they gain confidence and as they show they can handle those things, you give them more and you do more, right? And you have to be creative in how you go about it. It doesn't mean we won't be a great offensive team or we can't score or he won't have a great freshman year. It just means we have to be really intentional in how we go about it and put him in positions to be successful. And he's a mature kid and a smart player. He can handle a lot of those things. Physically, he's mature. He kind of fits a lot of what we do, especially on the defensive end. And he really values the ball. I mean, he's one of those kids that's very self-aware of what he's good at and what he's not. He doesn't try to do things he can't do. And that's a great quality. As I talked about earlier, it's about eliminating losing. And he does that. I mean, he does things that are winning, you know, winning things and contribute to winning, whether that just be simple things that don't always show up on the stat sheet. Taman's about all those things. So we're excited about the prospects and the opportunity he's going to have going forward. And I know Coach will be great about the appropriate amount of giving him to be successful and not put him in positions where, you know, he's on the road at Kansas and going to say, hey, here's the ball, 17,000. Go ahead. Figure it out, buddy.
Yeah. Yeah, that's exciting to hear. You guys bring back Jazz Kuntz, Robert Jones in your front court. But, Coach, with respect to those two, you know, I'm looking at Jaron Holmes, Osun Osuni, Hayson Ward. It seems like it's probably pretty exciting. I know you worked with the bigs when you were at UNI. What can you tell us about how different, how potentially dynamic the front court may be able to be this season?
Yeah, I think that's where you'll see us being a little different. We've got more depth and size and versatility on the front court. We will take pressure off some of these guards by throwing the ball inside more and trying to have more of a presence in the paint on the offensive end, you know, and you're not putting them just in ball screens where it's got guard make a play. It's going to be a group of guys, you know, and Jazz is a guy who can really, he's got a great feel for the game, so you can kind of play through him at different times too. So offensively, that front line gives us some versatility and some depth. You know, we talked about losing Jeremiah, which hurts our depth on the perimeter. An area where we do have depth and where we're going to use that and rely on is inside on the front line. So we'll be able to throw different guys out there. And they're all a little bit different in how they play, with Robert being so physical and Hassan being so athletic and run the floor. And then Oshun is a versatile low post scorer who can score with either hand on the block. So it's going to give us the opportunity to give different looks to the opponent and hopefully give them some fits.
Coach Green, it seems like plenty will be the same in terms of that defense-first mentality, just the way that you guys kind of approach game by game with that aggressive chip on your shoulder. But like you were just talking about with the front court, with the new faces that are in the back court, like there's going to be quite a bit that's different. So what can you tell us in terms of what you've seen in practice so far that's making this team its own?
Yeah, you know, it's great. They have their own personality. It's definitely a team that I think will see us a little more aggressive on the offensive glass. We'll block more shots. We'll play hopefully with a little more pace in transition because we can get out and run after the turnovers. And that depth allows us to do that with the big guys. And then and play with a little bit more of an inside-out mentality as opposed to outside-in, which kind of lends itself to that defensive mentality we have, physicality and you know, wanting to really protect our basket, our end of the floor, and taking pride in that. So you couple that with, you know, hopefully we believe a group of guys that won't turn it over and take care of the ball, and that leads to winning basketball, which is what we preach, you know, and I think that's one of the things with TJ that we've had to be, and he is all about his flexibility. We're going to figure out ways we can be successful, and it's going to look maybe different from year to year based on the personnel we have. And this year's group will look a little bit different than last year's. But they'll still play with that same emotion and energy that we had last year, too. And Hilton's a big part of that as well. Such a fun place to play, and the fans are awesome. And they kind of, you know, feed off of what our guys do and vice versa.
That's what I was going to wrap up the conversation with, just the fact that, you know, everything that the team last year accomplished, it really brought Hilton magic, it seemed like, from where I sit, all the way back. Not that it was ever gone. But, I mean, Coach Green, I have to imagine you're talking about, what, 2.5, 3 points a night or something like that when it comes to Hilton Magic?
Yeah. I believe it, if not more, to be honest. Cole, I had heard about it and experienced it as a visitor, but I had never been through it. And when you go through it, you do realize it's real. I mean, it's not, you know, at the outside looking in, you're like, yeah, whatever, Hilton Magic, I gotcha.
Right.
But then you live it and you experience it, and it made an unbelievable difference with our guys last year and the energy they feed off of. And I can see it in a belief in our guys that when they're at home, they're playing for a little more than just, you know, their teammates. They got, you know, 14,500 behind them and Cyclone Nation. And it's a lot of fun, man. It's a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to experiencing that on Monday.
Looking forward to what you and TJ and Coach Croft and everybody else over there are building and aim. Should be another exciting season of Cyclone men's basketball. Really glad to be able to bring it to the Cedar Valley here on the Fan, Coach. And of course, thanks so much for your time today. Great to catch up. And of course, we'll have to catch up at some point during the season, hopefully after you guys have racked up a whole bunch of W's, okay?
That sounds great, Cole. I appreciate you and your support. And anything we can do to help, just let me know.
Sounds great, Coach. Take care.
All right. Take care now.
Thanks to Coach Green for his time. Real pleasure to get set for that Iowa State men's basketball team. With his insight there, as only he can offer. So let's take this next time out. Went a little long there with the coach, and we'll go from one to another. This one, a former coach, albeit, but we still like him nonetheless. ESPN college basketball analyst Kevin Lehman joins us next. We'll talk Iowa Hawkeyes and you and I Panthers as we continue talking all sorts of hoops today on the show. You're listening to a Thursday edition of Cole & Company right here on The Fan.
This is Sports on Radio Iowa. I'm Todd Kim. College basketball, Iowa State center Oshun-Ee is anxious for Monday night's season opener against IUPUI. The 6'10 transfer from St. Bonaventure is that school's all-time leader in block shots and will give the Cyclones an added presence in the post this season.
Talking on defense, you know, just kind of be more vocal on the defensive side, doing more defensively and just being more aggressive on the offensive end, demanding the ball inside. So coaches put a lot of trust in me on the offensive end just to be more of a presence and be demanding of the ball more.
Iowa coach Fran McCaffrey says junior guard Aaron Ulis will play in Monday night season opener against Bethune-Cookman. Ulis was cited for disorderly conduct following an incident in downtown Iowa City and was suspended for the exhibition game against Truman State. At the championship matches at the state volleyball tournament, 5A top-ranked Iowa City Liberty beat number 3 Pleasant Valley 3-1. 4A number 1 Cedar Rapids Xavier topped Clear Creek Amana 3-1. This is Radio Iowa.
Tom Miller's been Attorney General almost 40 years, and every year he gets more liberal. Today, Miller's just a rubber stamp for the radical Biden agenda. Miller supports amnesty for illegal immigrants, just like Biden. He turned his back on law enforcement, just like Biden. Miller even allowed a convicted child predator to walk free because the man had a sex change. Liberal Tom Miller. After 40 years, he's retired on the job and making Iowa.
Yeah, I got you. Do you copy?
The choice for Iowa law enforcement? Brenna Byrd.
Yep.
A tough-as-nails prosecutor. As Attorney General, Brenna Byrd will enforce the
Constitution. He's good. Going back down to the G League because that season starts
Byrd
soon.
Byrd will stand up for law enforcement and keep criminals behind bars. That's why more than 70 Iowa sheriffs endorse Brenna Byrd. Brenna Byrd. The law enforcement pick for Attorney General. Paid for by Byrd for Iowa.
Okay.
Hi there, Troy with Action Garage Builders.
Even better.
Whether you're looking to build that new garage you've never had or replace that old existing garage, call Action Garage Builders. We can tear down existing garages, install new concrete, and build your new garage utilizing maintenance-free siding, vinyl windows, insulated steel doors, and more. Give us a call at 232-1477. That's 319-232-1477. If you need a garage, you need action.
It's exciting UNI football Saturday at the Dome as the Panthers play their final home contest against top-ranked South Dakota State. Kickoff is at 4. It's Military Appreciation, First Responder Appreciation, and Senior Day. Panther football is affordable family fun with tickets starting at $10. UNI versus South Dakota State Saturday at 4. Get your tickets online at unipanthers.com/tickets or call 273-4849 today.
At National Brake Center in Waterloo, we do better brakes for the best price.
If you have your brakes done anywhere else, you're paying too much.
Hi, I'm Michael Weidman.
And I'm David Brookman.
National Brake Center, also specializing in new tires,
suspension, and tune-ups.
Come visit us at National Brake Center next to the Liberty Car Company at the corner of East Mullen and Mulberry in Waterloo.
Straight talk to keep you safe and save you money.
Call us or book online today at nationalbrakecenter.com.
When it comes to allergies, a small drop can make a big difference. Experience an improved way to treat your allergies, oral allergy drops, available locally from the Cedar Valley Center for ENT, Sinus, and Allergy. A twice-daily treatment that you can take at home for lasting allergy relief with less hassle. Avoid weekly allergy shots at your doctor's office, and do it all without a referral. Visit CVAllergy.com today. That's CVAllergy.com.
Cole and Company on 1650 The Fan.
Welcome back. Thursday edition of the show continues. Talking a lot of hoops today on the show. Earlier this week on Monday, the Iowa Hawkeye men's basketball team, I think it was 112-78, they beat up on Truman State. 118-72 was the final in that one, the win over Truman State in that exhibition. And then the UNI Panthers got an exhibition win last night at McLeod Center, 84-52. And we're joined now by ESPN college basketball analyst Kevin Lehman, who was the expert analyst for that UNI Dubuque game last night. We'll, of course, talk about that. We'll talk Hawkeyes. Coach, I'd ask you how you're doing, but basketball season's here, so you're doing great.
I'm ready to go, man. The problem is, if you look at next week's schedule, it's, as Dick Vitale says, Cupcake City, man. Nobody's playing anybody until a week from Friday, Gonzaga against Michigan State on the aircraft carrier.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up because Monday, John Walters, the play-by-play voice for Iowa State football and men's basketball, typically joins the show, and we talked a little Cyclone hoops at the end, and the Cyclones play IUPUI on Monday, and John happened to mention that KenPom has them dead last among the 300 and what is it, 55 or whatever Division I team. So the biggest cupcake of them all, I suppose, is coming to Hilton Coliseum Monday night.
Well, do you see where they're going on Wednesday? They're going to the Knapp Center, so they're going to take two checks, go back to Indianapolis. A good doubleheader for the Yui Puis.
Good for them. I have a feeling they probably need those checks. So good for them. Glad that we could help with some Iowa dollars going their way. But let's start with what's front of mind for both of us, which is having watched that UNI men's basketball exhibition last night, 84-52, the Panthers get the win. However, they were down 14-5 early in that game, Coach. As you look back over the 40 minutes that was, what are your big takeaways?
I expect a slow start. They've got so many new players with different roles. That didn't surprise me at all. I was impressed by this team defensively, because they've kind of gone away from their defense the last couple of years with A.J. Green and Burr Hodges trying to play faster. I think you're going to see probably a team that's better defensively. We've seen in past seasons, but a team that can't score, obviously, at the same level because of what they lost. But overall, you know, the big concern about the five spot without Fife, I was kind of impressed what I saw from Cole Henry and James Betts at that five spot. And hard to get a read, Cole, as you know, because you're playing against a Division III team, but that's a pretty talented Division III team. You know, pretty solid pick to win their league. But we'll know more about this team when they go to Richmond and when they play at Virginia.
Yeah, no doubt about it. All right, so when it comes to, you know, you pointing out the defense surprised you, I think that's a great sign because for whatever it's worth, you know, small sample size alert, you know, D3 opponent, all that, we've got that all out on the table. That said, my eyes told me last night, Coach, with all these new guys trying to find their way, find where they best fit in terms of a role, there was a lot of skill that went out the door, obviously, from last year's team, and in particular, the skill that left. Those guys had a lot of skills in the half court against set defenses, and that's obviously the hardest way to score in college basketball, against a set defense in the half court. This year's team, they're talented, but, I mean, you really got to be a polished college basketball player to be consistent against set defenses in the half court. Coach, I think if they're not on a consistent game-by-game basis creating offensive opportunities by way of their defense, that life's going to be tough for this Panther team this season.
Well, you're in the Valley, Cole. As you know, it usually has the slowest pace of play of any league in the country, year in and year out. That's just the way they are. You're very well scouted. So unless you've played or coached, you understand how hard it is to go against teams, what we call the loaded, the set defense, because they know what's coming. Film sessions, scouting reports, the Valley does as well as anybody. So I got those concerns too, but you know, you look at their two big guys, Bowen Bourne and Nate Isaac, they didn't shoot it well. They really struggled offensively. They're combined 3 of 18. But, you know, I was impressed by what Anderson did. I was impressed by what Cole Henry did. And I think Trey Campbell has a huge upside for this Panther team.
Yeah, I thought Trey Campbell looked really poised. There wasn't necessarily anything that he displayed last night that screamed, "I'm a true freshman." You know, he just seemed like he was a really nice complimentary piece, knew how to fit in, and definitely a guy who's trying to find himself. It'd be really interesting to see what he looks like, Coach, come, you know, late January, early February. I do want to talk about Cole Henry, and was talking with a friend earlier today about him, and I think we didn't see a lineup combination last night where James Betts played alongside Cole Henry, and I think that's something that, man, I would sure look at if I was Ben Jacobson. It keeps that floor stretched out because Cole has a really unique ability as a ball handler and driver at that five spot to beat guys off the dribble. And it reminds me, Coach, a little bit, if you go back to Clint Carlson's sophomore year, where he maybe played his best basketball in a UNI uniform as a small ball five. And I think there's things that Cole Henry can do that Clint Carlson did. There's some things he does that maybe gives you a little bit of a reminder about Seth Tuttle. It just seems like it's a matter of getting him in the right spots and just pumping him up with confidence to believe in the skills that he does have.
You know, I looked at Cole Henry, his demeanor, he looks so confident compared to where he was last year. Like last year, he was kind of trying to fit in and he just didn't know what he was going to do. He's trying to do some no-look passes. I just felt there was an air of confidence about him that I hadn't seen before, which I think was really good for the Panthers. And the same thing with Titan Anderson. He just kind of looked like he belonged. And I agree with you about, I think Trey Campbell's going to be a star in the making. I think this kid's going to have a great career at Northern Iowa. And here's another guy that intrigues me. The young man from Turkey, Egy Pekçari. Now, the problem I'm hearing from Seth Tully kind of throws all the gym in practice, but that guy's got some eyes in the back of his head. He's kind of lost in numbers game right now with all that backcourt.
Yeah.
But there's another guy who I think is going to really help the Panthers. At some point, he may get some playing time and really help him.
It just seems like perhaps he needs more reps playing stateside basketball and a talented, smart enough guy to get it figured out to contribute at some point. As we run out of time here, Coach, let's talk about the Iowa Hawkeyes. As I mentioned at the top of the segment, a 118-72 win over Truman State on Monday night. Obviously, Chris Murray, among some other Hawkeyes, looked pretty good. He poured in, 24 points in that win and just 24 minutes played. It seems like he's equipped, just like his twin brother, to handle the pressure, because a year ago, everybody goes, hey, Keegan Murray's got to be a lot better, or who knows what's going to happen with this team. That's the same this year with Chris, and albeit it is an exhibition game, but hey, there's been one box to check so far, and he checked it.
We saw some things out of him that are very similar to Keegan. Quick off the floor, soft hands, above the rim, made some threes, but I tell you, I was most impressed by Tony Perkins. I thought he was a man playing amongst boys. He dominated that game in 20 minutes of play. Big physical guard at 6'4", shows he can play the point. He's got a little alpha dog in him, too. I don't know if we've had a defender like that in the backcourt for the Hawkeyes for quite some time. So a long, athletic Iowa team. I tell you what, Cole, you're an old hooper. Wouldn't you love to play for Fran McCaffrey?
Yeah.
And he just got the green light all the time. You know, at first I thought, God, the guy's so brash and he's on you all the time, but I think he'd be fun to play for.
I think so. I don't know. I played for a screamer in high school and didn't really care for it, but he in his wildest dreams, my high school coach couldn't come up with any of the offensive concepts that Fran has. So, yeah.
Look at guys like Stanford, Josh Dix, those guys are playing with so much confidence.
Yeah.
They're not looking over their shoulder when they're launching those threes.
And that's the thing, you know, if you want to be a coach who's, you know, gets that label that you're an offensive guy, you got to trust your guys. And credit to Fran McCaffrey for the fair criticism that's out there of him. You could tell that he instills a lot of belief in his guys, and he falls into that category of dudes who are very intense. But when you talk to their players, they all say that they love playing for him. So who am I to tell them that they're wrong?
Yeah, I'm with you. I think they love playing for him. But I have a nugget for you. I think the Iowa basketball team should hire Phil Parker as a consultant at the defensive end. And the Iowa offensive team should hire Fran McCaffrey as their offensive consultant. Solve all our problems.
I think you're on to something. Have you emailed Gary Barty yet?
Have you ever seen two programs so opposite in their approach to how they approach their philosophies offensively and defensively?
I don't think there's a larger separation between a football and a basketball program and how they go about their business than in Iowa City. Oh, that's a good one, Coach. Good stuff. Oh, man.
Well, you'd appreciate that nugget.
That's the walk-off, Coach. I'm running out of time here, so we'll just get you out of here
on
a high note. Great to be talking hoops with you. We'll catch up again soon.
All right, thanks.
Take care. That's the coach, Kevin Lehman, college basketball ESPN college basketball analyst. And yeah, it all gets going next week, college basketball. So very much looking forward to that. Let's take this final time out. We'll come back, wrap up the show right after this.
I'm Taylor Bisciotti, NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network. After recently changing their team name, could the Washington Commanders now be changing owners? Dan and Tanya Snyder announced they've hired a firm to explore a possible sale of the team. Forbes magazine reports four interested buyers have already contacted the Snyders. Elsewhere, could Odell Beckham Jr. soon be catching passes from Josh Allen? Bills general manager Brandon Bean was asked Wednesday if he had any interest in the free agent receiver. He replied, quote, OBJ is a heck of a talent. We'd be crazy not to at least look into it. NFL Network insider Tom Pelissero reports the Rams turned down several trade offers for running back Cam Akers, and there is now hope he'll play for LA again after missing the past two games following some reported issues with the team. And new Dolphin Bradley Chubb will play this Sunday for Miami just 5 days after his trade from the Broncos. Miami general manager Chris Greer says he hopes to sign the Pro Bowl pass rusher to a new long-term deal. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
Direct Appliance is celebrating Black Friday all November long. Our deals on General Electric products and models are perfect to revamp your kitchen. Save up to 35% on select General Electric models. Receive up to $800 in mail-in rebates on qualifying General Electric products. No interest financing until January 2024 on purchases over $599. It's Black November at Direct Appliance, 5424 University Avenue in Cedar Falls.
At Golden Harvest, our best skill is knowing how to listen. From our Gold Series soybean and game-changing corn portfolios to our expert insights housed in the Illuminate Digital Agronomy platform, everything we offer is an answer to what we've heard from you. This is how we listen.
Copyright 2021 Syngenta. The trademarks or service marks used herein are the property of a Syngenta Group company. All other trademarks are the property of their respective owners.
At Golden Harvest, our best skill is knowing how to listen. From our Gold Series soybean and game-changing corn portfolios to our expert insights housed in the Illuminate Digital Agronomy platform, everything we offer is an answer to what we've heard from you. This is how we listen.
Copyright 2021 Syngenta. The trademarks or service marks used herein are the property of a Syngenta Group company. All other trademarks are the property of their respective owners.
I'm Dan Patrick, and this is Above the Noise. The World Series has certainly been entertaining through the first four games, and after the Astros' dominant win last night, the series now tied at two games apiece. But with the Phillies managing to get no hit last night, there's plenty of concern surrounding the title odds for Philadelphia. Getting no hit in the biggest game of the year is never pretty, but this is what baseball's become. Teams aren't worried about getting a runner on first. Teams are looking for the long ball. And when you look at the Phillies roster, the team has certainly embraced that. Philadelphia has multiple power bats dispersed across the lineup. Bryce Harper, Rhys Hoskins, Kyle Schwarber, Nick Castellanos. That lineup helped the Phillies unload five home runs in a win in Game 3. But last night, a perfect example of the downside of going all in. Because when you're swinging for the fences, you inevitably fail to put the ball in play. And unfortunately for the Phillies, that cost them in a big way last night. I'm Dan Patrick, and this is Above the Noise. From the four corners of the globe, the world's greatest set their sights on one goal. The Breeders' Cup World Championships coming to iconic Keeneland this November 4th and 5th. Over 2 days and 14 championship races, the pinnacle of international thoroughbred racing will put the most jaw-dropping, heart-pounding spectacle before your very eyes. Coverage begins Friday on USA, continues Saturday on USA and NBC. Visit BreedersCup.com/2022 to learn more.
Now, back to more Cole and Company on the Cedar Valley Sports Leader, 1650 The Fan.
Yeah, welcome back for a final time on this Thursday edition of the program. Got to thank Iowa State men's basketball assistant coach Kyle Green and ESPN college basketball analyst Kevin Lehman for both joining today's show. Was a lot of fun. If you missed any of it, it'll be available shortly in podcast form at 1650thefan.com, which is also where you can make your picks between now and 6 o'clock. You got 5 minutes to get your Week 3 Pigskin Pick'em picks in. It's Ultimate Pigskin Pick'em Frenzy. You make great picks. That's going to help you win prizes at this year's Fan Frenzy event. It'll help you be one of the lucky 75 people that get the invite. So check it out. Whether you have or haven't played yet, jump right in. Play for that $50 weekly prize. You got 5 minutes, less than 5 minutes.
You've been listening to Cole and Company, the Cedar Valley's maximum sports talk show. Heard afternoons from 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan and the all-new 102 at 102.3 FM.